More to Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.
Today on More to Life, raising faithful kids. Questions about raising godly kids? Struggling to live your faith at home? Are your attempts to live your faith at home causing conflict? We've got the answers you need. Give us a call at 877-573-7825.
Everyone says they want to have a great marriage and family and personal life. Well, the theology of the body reveals how you can actually achieve it.
More to Life.
The happiest couples know how to say I do to each other every moment of every day.
Surprising. Relevant. Hopeful.
Angela, let's not just settle for stopping your son's behavior.
Exactly. Let's talk about the kind of young man you want to raise.
Practical, theology of the body-based answers for every part of your life.
God's original blueprint didn't include depression and anxiety.
Yeah, that's a human invention. God wants to set you free. Let's talk about making that happen.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to Life.
Good morning, everyone. You are listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today on More to Life, a big topic, an important topic, raising faithful kids. So I'm gonna lay down a little fact here that came from a new study, actually, that the Peyton Institute, which Lisa and I direct, are working on with CARA from Georgetown, the Center for Applied Research in the Apostolate. It's not been published yet. But it's a survey from the National Opinion Research Center data that shows that only 15% of kids raised in Catholic homes grow up to be faithful Catholic adults. I'm going to let that sit in there, right?
It's 15%
of kids raised in Catholic homes are growing up to be faithful Catholic adults.
That doesn't shake you to the core. I mean, on the one hand, if you've got adult kids, you might be saying, oh, I'm not the only one. That at least makes me feel, you know, a little bit less alone. But if you're in the midst of raising children or grandchildren, that's really startling.
And what that says is that what we're doing isn't working. We need something better. The good news is, and there is good news, there is a lot of research that has come out within the last 10 years that is showing what it takes to raise faithful kids to a faithful adulthood. They're not guarantees. There are no such thing as a silver bullet.
No, because God gives us free will.
But there are things we can do to stack the deck in our favor. And we'd like to talk about that with you today on More to Life. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. Let's talk it out. Do you have questions about raising godly, faithful, moral kids? Are you struggling to live your faith at home with your family? Are your attempts to live your faith at home causing conflict? Whatever the situation is, let us help you build a more loving, connected, caring, faithful Catholic home and overcome the obstacles we all face in raising faithful Catholic kids in an increasingly faithless world. The number, 877-573-7825. It's 877-573-7825.
And if you've raised your kids and you find that your children or one of your children is not falling into that 15% of kids who are raised in Catholic homes who will actually grow up to live their faith, and you've got adult kids, and you're thinking, is there anything I can do? Is there anything I can do to bring them back to the faith, to make God part of their lives, to heal our relationship with them? There is. There is a lot that you can do. We are never lost until our final moment. And so we really must remember that we're never done parenting or grandparenting. And we always look to God to help us to heal those problems that break our heart so that we can bring our loved ones back to the Lord.
So whether you are actively raising young children, preteens or teens, or your adult children are struggling and you're not sure how to support them, this show is for you. As we talk about raising faithful kids of any age and stage, give us a call and tell us, what questions do you have about helping your kids connect with their Catholic faith? 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. What questions do you have about raising godly, moral, faithful kids? Maybe you're struggling to live your faith at home with your family. Maybe your attempts to live your faith at home are getting pushback from your kids, causing conflict with your spouse, causing frustration on any level for whatever reason. We want to help you overcome the obstacles that you face in raising faithful kids or helping your adult kids be faithful again in an increasingly faithless world. 877-573-7825. Again, that number is 877-573-7825. Let's talk about what it takes to beat the odds and raise godly kids. Every day on More to Life, we take a look at the topic of the day through the lens of St. John Paul's Theology of the Body. And for folks who aren't aware of what that is, the Theology of the Body was a series of reflections that St. John Paul gave that provide a lens enabling us to see the Gospels, all of salvation history, in a way that reveals God's plan for living a more abundant life and having healthier, holier relationships.
The Theology of the Body reminds us that family life is the school of love and virtue. It's where we learn and practice all the qualities that help us live life as a gift. As parents, if we want to raise faithful kids, we need to do more than just take them to church and send them to Catholic school or teach them the facts about faith and morals. We need to lead them into a meaningful, personal relationship with our Lord. Our children need to encounter Jesus as another member of the family, the most important member of the family, who is the source of warmth and love and, yeah, even resilience in our homes.
We need to show our children that Christ isn't just present in church or even just in family prayer time, but he's present at the heart of our mealtimes, our family rituals, that we recognize him as the source of our blessings and the source of our strength in challenging times. We need to show our kids how to develop a meaningful personal prayer life that allows them to have a real encounter with God's love. And you know what? All that's a really tall order, but God gives us the grace to do it. And it all begins with asking God to help us be the parents our kids need us to be and to help our children encounter his love in their relationships with us. Let's talk about how to do that today on More to Life at 877-573-7825. You know, I said that even though new research is showing that only about 15% of kids raised in Catholic homes become faithful Catholic adults, there is research that gives reason for hope. And here's what those studies say. That while sending our kids to Catholic school, for example, can be helpful, having them involved in youth group can be helpful. You know, certainly going to Mass is important. It's essential, right? But and our kids, in order to be faithful adults, need to experience their faith, our faith, making a difference in the quality of our relationships in the home. That's what it comes down to. Kids' faith evolves in different stages, and we talk about this in our book, Discovering God Together, the Catholic Guide to Raising Faithful Kids. Faith evolves through different stages, and kids' faith is all about relationship. They need to see and experience for themselves how our faith is making a difference in their family lives. They need to be able to experience their faith as the source of a stronger, more loving, more caring, more resilient family than their non-faithful friends' families have. And again, I'm not suggesting it should be a competition in any way, or that we, you know, run around saying, see how much better we are. That's not the point. The point is they need to see that their faith is making a practical difference in their lives. And I don't mean that your family has to be perfect.
Not at all.
All right. That's why I said resilient. You know, if your kids can see that your faith helps you guys keep coming back to your problems and working through them, that's enough.
Then it even allows you to have the bravery to acknowledge that you're struggling in any area, raising your kids, in your marriage, with your finances, in just getting through life. But that you're not afraid to turn to the Lord and work with each other to build up that resiliency and heal that family and stick together, even the problems they may be struggling with right now, that gives them the witness of love and connectedness, but also that you're counting on God to be powerful and to empower you as a family.
So the way we like to put it succinctly is that the degree to which our kids experience the faith as the source of the warmth in their homes is the degree to which we can hope that those kids will grow up to be faithful Catholic adults. That's what it comes down to, the difference that it's going to make in your actual practical family lives. Now, what does that look like for your family? What challenges do you face in overcoming that? We are here to help. Let's talk it out together at 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. Do you have questions about raising godly kids? Are you wondering what it takes for you to be confident raising faithful kids in an increasingly faithless world? Are you struggling to live your faith at home with your family? Are your attempts to live your faith at home causing conflict in your marriage or getting pushback from your kids? Or, you know, have your adult children fallen away and you're not sure how to reach out to them and help them find their way again?
Or to help them pass down the faith to their own children when they're not living it themselves.
877-573-7825. Let's talk about what it takes to raise faithful kids and help our adult kids either come back to the faith or remain faithful. 877-573-7825. Let's take our concerns to the Lord, and then we'll start taking your calls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, we come into your presence, and we thank you for the gift of faith. And we give you our children and our families, and we ask you to fill our homes with your grace so that we might be able to raise children to love and worship you above all else. Help us as Catholic parents to know how to live the Catholic difference in our lives, in our relationships, in our homes, so that our children can see that our faith is the source of the warmth in our homes and never want to stray, because they can experience for themselves the power of your grace in our family lives. We give you our children, Lord, and we ask you to help us to be the parents that they need us to be, so that they can experience your love shining out through us. We ask all of this through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. And
Pope St. John Paul the Great,
pray for us.
Today on More to Life, we're talking about raising faithful kids. What does it take? A new study finds only 15% of kids raised in Catholic homes become faithful Catholic adults. But there's also a lot of research that shows what we can do to beat the odds. Let's talk about how to make that work in your family. 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Anne, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Pennsylvania on the EWTN app.
Hi, Anne. Welcome to More to Life. What's going on?
Hi. How are you?
Thank you for this topic.
I am a mother of six, ranging in age from 20 to 8.
Okay.
And I can say that we are a very real family. We've had all kinds of issues. No one's perfect. My husband and I are married. We're a solid house. And I can say the most important action parents can take to raise godly children as best they can in this awful pagan society is to just, from the word go, just go to adoration. And all of your realness, you know, stop in the midst of your chaotic day, even when they're young, round them up and take them to adoration. And it's so hard. I know sometimes there's not an adoration, you know, chapel around, or maybe your church only has it once a week. But if you can find one, it's even worth the drive if it's a 45-hour drive.
45 hours.
45 hours.
You know what I mean. But,
I know what you're saying.
45 to 1 hour.
I'm just teasing.
Yeah. Say, but I sought them out, and that was a movement of the Holy Spirit in my soul. I just, you know, at one time, you know, I just had six under the age of, 12, I guess. And, but even as babies, I would just at least sit in the back so I didn't disturb anybody.
Right.
But each one of them knew how to go in. They knew how to bow. And to this day, from 20, my older ones, my 20, you know, even the ones that can get out and drive, my 20-year-old, my 19-year-old, they all take themselves now. They,
okay, that's what we needed to get to. You know, Ann, I'm going to interrupt you only because you've made your point so well, and we're a little pressed for time, but thank you for your point. The fact that the kids are still doing this, I want to tease out what I'm hearing you say. You took your children to the real presence of Jesus Christ in the Eucharist. You made time as a family to do that. You didn't go run off and pray for them or about them all by yourself, although that's a good thing to do, and certainly every mom and dad needs some time alone in front of the Blessed Sacrament. But you took them. Probably got some stares sometimes for how dare you bring children in, you know, before the Blessed Sacrament and supposed to be quiet. But you did it. And you gave them a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, and then you took it home. And from everything I'm hearing from you, you lived it. And that is huge. I want to be very clear. This isn't just, we're going to the adoration and everybody behave themselves and we're just going to sit here and then you go home and you ignore each other and you don't pray and you
or
don't...
Or even while you're at adoration, it's just all about sitting right.
Sitting
and
right,
and
exactly.
Doing the ritual. It's
you
about
said
relationship.
It was about you being very real with God. And the two most important things here are, you gave them a real relationship with the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ in the Eucharist. Most important thing we can do. And you made it about relationship in your family there and at home.
Because I can tell you, I mean, from the clients that we work with, there are lots of other families that we've encountered who take their kids to adoration who don't have the experience that you did. And it's because of the way it's done. If it's not about relationship, right? If it's just about the ritual and rules, it won't work. If it's about being real and about relationship and inviting Christ to be part of your family and making that a family ritual that you you encounter Christ in a real way, in the sacraments, in adoration, and you bring that grace home. You know, the other thing that you said you're doing, you know, you're prioritizing the importance of pausing and reflecting on how God is interacting with your family, how God is part of your family. That's what makes this all work, right? It's taking that grace home. So I want to commend you on your commitment to adoration. I want to commend you on making your faith a pillar in your home that holds you guys together. And I want to I commend you for creating this beautiful family ritual of adoration, but making it real. And looking for ways to bring that grace home, because that's what makes the difference. How grace is allowed to affect the quality of our relationships in the home. We got to go to break. When we come back, we're continuing to take your calls about raising faithful kids. Do you have questions about raising godly, moral kids? Are you struggling to live your faith at home with your family? Maybe you're getting pushback from your kids or causing conflict with your spouse, or you're just confused about what to do. Let's help you beat the odds and raise faithful kids in an increasingly faithless world. 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. When we come back, in addition to taking your calls, we'll be joined by Tim and Sue Muldoon, who'll be sharing some additional insights on what it takes to raise godly kids. Stick around for that and a whole lot more when More to Life continues after the break.
Underwritten in part by this not-for-profit.
Are you looking for peace? Longing for joy? Want to meet the giver of all goodness? God is calling the laity to bring Ignatian prayer into a suffering world. Work for the new evangelization. Go to LordTeachMeToPray.com. Order your free digital training and manual. Find true happiness and everlasting joy. Go to LordTeachMeToPray.com.
And click on the red button today.
It's free. Approved by the USCCB.
Would you get on a plane that doesn't have a pilot? Investing in passive index mutual funds may present the same issue. The Ave Maria Mutual Funds are actively managed by seasoned investment professionals to help you meet your investment goals in a morally responsible way. Ave Maria funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors could invest in the no-load Ave Maria Mutual Funds. You can learn more about the Ave Maria Mutual Funds at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
I'm angry, frustrated. Sound like you? Someone you know? Well, it could be any of us from time to time. But there's different types of anger. It's not so cut and dry. Hi, everybody. I'm Dr. Ray. One thing is for sure, you don't need to suffer with anger frustration. In my book, Living Calm, Mastering Anger and Frustration, you'll learn whether your anger is a product of your nature or your nurture, and how to regulate those emotions and those thoughts. You can get Living Calm and all my other books at AveMariaRadio.net.
We are the pro-life generation, passionate about building the culture of life in our healthcare and in our nation. But not all healthcare options are equally pro-life, and some provide morally objectionable procedures. CMF Curo is different. CMF Curo is a pro-life Catholic healthcare ministry providing a pathway for its members to build the culture of life in their healthcare choices, not destroy it. Learn more about CMF Curo at MyCatholicHealthcare.com. That's MyCatholicHealthcare.com.
Thank you for joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today our show is titled Raising Faithful Kids, as we talk about what it takes to overcome the challenges to raising godly, moral, faithful kids. We're taking your calls at 877-573-7825. But joining us right now, Tim and Sue Muldoon. Sue is a pastoral counselor with CatholicCounselors.com. Tim is a professor of philosophy at Boston College, and they're the authors of several books, including Tim's book, Come to the Banquet, Nourishing Our Spiritual Hunger, which is a book for teens, and their book together, Six Sacred Rules for Families. Hey, guys, welcome to More to Life.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Let's start with you, Tim. So what do the surveys suggest to us about what it takes to help parents raise faithful kids?
Well, I think you both have named it. It's hard. I mean, the culture does not necessarily support it wholeheartedly, but I really appreciate your emphasis on relationship. I think that's critical. I think the key distinction that comes through, at least when I look at the surveys, is that our worship has to reflect something deeper within our lives. It can't be divorced from the rest of what we do as people. Kids are good at sniffing out hypocrisy, particularly as they get older. And, you know, so what I see, and I've talked about this a lot to, you know, parents in churches over the years, and you know, the big concern is, you know, many parents, you mentioned it, their kids grow up and are not practicing. And so what I remind them is that God's grace is sometimes very slow. We have to take the long view to remind ourselves that our actions are always going to speak louder than our words and even than our worship. So, you know, making sure that we are loving human beings, that we're always nurturing our relationships with our kids. So if their own journeys in faith go through multiple stages, as many kids do, you know, to walk with them through those stages, but to be, you know, grounded in our own faith, to reinforce our own faith, our own practice, our own relationship with Christ, I think is critical.
Sue, in your pastoral counseling work, what are some of the things that you see being the most important factors in raising faithful kids?
One of the things that comes up frequently in talking with parents who are, you know, struggling with the fact that their children are pushing back against the faith or are not practicing is the anxiety that brings in us, that we are somehow have done the wrong thing or have failed in what we are trying to do, as if it can be this project. I wrestle with this myself and can move into anxiety if things do not look the way that we think that they should look. So one of the things that we can do is remember that what we are doing is connecting our children to a relationship that has meaning for us and is very real for us. So the more we are grounded in that what I'm doing is essentially introducing my children to my friend that mm-hmm. I know has been meaningful and powerful for me, and I think this friendship is going to be life-giving for you as well. And looking at it from that perspective, that they're going to be in a different stage in their friendship. Their friendship might look differently. And even if they're saying, like, I don't want that friendship, we can still be reflecting, these are the reasons that I think you are missing out if you don't allow this friendship into your life. That allows us to speak back to the anxiety of things don't look like I think they should. Or then it's not about the moment of practice, but is about the idea that we are reassuring ourselves that God is beyond just what is happening at the moment. He is seeking relationship with our children. And the more peaceful we are about the fact that I'm okay if you're not doing these things, not because those things don't mean the end of the relationship. I may not be happy about it because you're pushing back against something that gives you life. But that's what I'm pointing to, is why are you letting yourself move away from something that is life-giving? Not, I'm upset because you're not doing the things that look like the way the project is supposed to be going.
Amen. Guys, I want to thank you so much for being with us and sharing your insights. And again, your books. Tim, your book for teens, Come to the Banquet, Nourishing Our Spiritual Hunger, a great book for helping teens find and deepen their faith. And your book, Together, The Six Sacred Rules for Families, which is really all about creating a stronger family life and having the kind of family life that inspires kids to want to be faithful because they see grace working at home. God bless you guys, and thanks so much for your insights. Tim and Sue Muldoon. We're going to take your calls, folks, at 877-573-7825. We're talking about raising faithful, godly, moral kids in an increasingly faithless world. The research, a new study coming out soon, just found that only 15% of kids raised in Catholic homes grow up to be faithful Catholic adults. What can we do to beat the odds? Well, there's a lot of research that shows what we can do. We're talking about that today on More to Life. We want to help you beat the odds and raise faithful Catholic kids. 877-573-7825. Stick around for more of your calls and insights when More to Life continues after the break.
Jesus calls his followers disciples. That's the word that we use in English, but really in the Greek New Testament, it's the word for student. Now, you might say the school of Jesus Christ is more of a trade school or technical school than it is a liberal arts college, because in the school of Jesus Christ, you learn how to live like the master lives. But it is a school. The teacher isn't just passing along information. The teacher is passing along knowledge of the ultimate purposes of God. The master is passing along the knowledge of life and the will of God concerning man. The school of Jesus Christ is a real thing, and if we are disciples of his, we've entered into that school, and by paying attention to his teaching, we will conform our lives to his.
Cresta in the Afternoon with Al Cresta for Eastern on EWTN Radio.
Father Benedict Groeschel.
In the church, we speak of seven gifts: wisdom, understanding, counsel, knowledge, loyalty, courage, and reverence or fear of the Lord. When I speak about the gifts of the Holy Spirit, and these gifts come, they give you the ability to go beyond your strength. If you're struggling to be a good person, a good member of your religion, you know it's a struggle and you don't always make it. I've been at it many, many decades, and I still struggle and trip and fall and have holes in my socks. Struggling to be a good person, something that we need help at. And this help comes to us by these gifts of the Holy Spirit.
EWTN. Live truth. Live Catholic.
Hi there, I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. Men in general, and fathers in particular, put a tremendous amount of pressure on ourselves. We know that we're meant to lead our wife and children to God. However, many of us weren't raised in homes where this mission was modeled for us. We intuitively know we don't have the first idea how to become the men God wants us to be or how to lead our families to Christ, and it terrifies us. Unfortunately, we often try to cover our ignorance and the fear of our incompetence by setting ourselves up as angry, part-time pagan deities of our household, commanding obedience from everyone around us. But if we fall prey to this temptation, any rebellion we experience on the part of our kids isn't defiance against us. It's actually obedience to the impulse God has created in every one of his children to resist bowing down to any god but him. To learn more about commanding healthy authority as a father, check out my book, The Dadattudes, 8 Ways to Be an Awesome Dad, or visit CatholicCounselors.com.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and we are taking your calls about raising faithful Catholic kids. 877-573-7825. Before we take our next call, I did want to just share a resource that we offer. You know, this is a tough job, and it isn't getting any easier. We need new resources. We need better information, and we need faithful pastoral support to raise godly kids and be the Catholic families God is calling us to be. That's why we've created the Catholic Home app. That's Catholic H-O-M. It stands for Households on Mission. Working in consultation with the USCCB and the Vatican Dicastery for Laity, Family, and Life, we've created a resource that provides daily pastoral accompaniment from our whole team of pastoral counselors and family life coaches. We've got resources there, a really faithful, informed community of other families just like you who are really working hard at supporting each other and raising faithful kids. Check out the Catholic HOM app. It's available for Android and iOS. You can learn more at CatholicHOM.com. Check it out. We'd love to have you be part of the community. And when you become a premium member, you can get daily support from our team of pastoral counselors and all kinds of exclusive resources, including additional podcasts, downloadables, activities, and all kinds of things that will help you make your family that more loving, connected, caring, faithful household that raises kids who want to be faithful Catholic adults.
And that also includes on our premium side a monthly live stream with Greg and I and the other premium members who are there for each other. We just did one last week, and we had a beautiful moment where one mom was struggling with her 12, 13-year-old son, and we talked through it all together, and then another member said, hey, I can see on your face you're struggling with this advice, but I was in the same place, and I got this advice from the Popchaks a couple, you know, like the last time we got together last month. And in 2 weeks, I had a different relationship with my son. And she shared some of the personal stuff about that. You can finally not be alone in trying to be a faithful Catholic parent and pass on the faith to your kids. You can finally not be alone in all the hard work and scariness of being a parent in the present climate of the world. Catholic HOM app is there for you.
Learn more at CatholicHOM.com or download the app at your Apple or Google Play Store. 877-573-7825. We're talking about raising faithful kids and the challenges that we all face as Catholic parents. What does it take to overcome those obstacles? Let's talk it out together.
Let's talk now to Rosemary, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Missouri on Covenant Radio.
Hey, Rosemary. Welcome to More to Life. What's going on?
Thank you. Good morning. I have never been married, never had kids, but I have been a teacher all my life, and I am befuddled and bewildered and frustrated on how to get parents to know that their job is to teach their kids and to develop that relationship with Jesus at home. How? I'm in a PSR program right now since I've retired, and I would say the vast majority don't go to Mass on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
They don't develop any kind of religious understanding or, you know, relationship
yeah.
with Jesus.
Well, look, I share your frustration, and here's there are lots of different, you know, sort of superficial reasons for that fact. I believe, based on the research that we've done and the conversations that we've had at really every level in the church now, that the bottom line is that we have created a Catholic culture that suggests that faith is something that happens in the parish, right? So even when we get calls here, okay, you know, really well-meaning, devout, truly sincere Catholic parents will call in and will say, okay, so tell us what do you do to celebrate your faith at home? And they'll say, well, we go to Mass every Sunday. That's awesome. That's fantastic. You should do that. That's great.
Absolutely the source and summit, right?
But that's not home. What do you do at home to celebrate your faith? I said, well, the kids go to Catholic school. That's amazing. That's awesome. But what do you do at home? They said, well, the kids are in youth group. That's terrific. That's fantastic. I'm so glad. But what do you do at home? And then there's just like this stunned silence on the other end. It's like, we say grace?
Sometimes.
You know, and that's great. And that's a wonderful place to start. But the point in my sharing the story is, you know, we have gotten the unconscious message that faith is something that happens in the parish church. And that's where it's supposed to be nurtured. It's supposed to be nurtured at church and in the Catholic school and in the youth group. And then we just do our best to be families like everybody else the other 7 days a week.
Well, we've been taught in so many areas of our life to give our families over to the experts, you know, whatever the expert is, you know, the gym coach, the whatever. And it's certainly more so in our faith communities, because for years, our whole communities of people, our families, the people, our neighbors, for our parents, our grandparents, our great-grandparents, was built around parish life. But it also was vastly alive and supportive of each other and being taught in the home in a different way. And now that society's changed so much, we're keeping the parish and the parish school, but we don't, as you're very much saying, Rosemary, really, really have a relationship with God ourselves, or know how to do this at home.
So as a church, whether we're educators or pastors or parents, we need to understand that the church's teaching has always been that the parish exists to form domestic churches, and that Catholic life is really meant to be lived out primarily in the domestic church, the family. We go to church to get the grace and the support and the instruction and the nurturance that we need to then take that grace home and make our homes outposts of grace in a hurting world. I don't think there's a single Catholic who really hears that message, not consistently, and not in any way that really drives that point home. We might intuit it. Some people do, but most people have never heard it. So we need to do a better job as a church of pointing out the fact that faith is primarily formed and lived and practiced at home. And we go to the parish church, or we go to the school, we go to the youth group, or wherever we go, men's group, women's group. It's not because we go there to live out the faith. It's we go there to get the grace and the support and the instruction that we need to then take all that home and live differently on the home front. And by the way, you know, I want to thank you for your service as a pastor, as a parish school of religion teacher. Really important work. But I want to make sure that the parents understand, too, it's not just about teaching your kids faith facts.
Mm-hmm. Right? I mean, I don't know a lot of us who have a really personal, deep relationship with, like, calculus. They're facts that we learn. There's a skill that we learn. But we don't get up every morning thanking God or thanking calculus for giving us, you know, the meaning of our life.
Well, I mean, building on that, like, you know, for example, let's say that, you know, you're raising your kids and you always told them about, you know, their grandparents, and you read them stories about their grandparents, and you made them memorize their grandparents' autobiography, but they never met their grandparents.
And their grandparents are still alive and well and could be met, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, what good is that? And what kind of relationship would those kids have with their grandparents as they grew up? Nothing, right? Well, that's exactly what we do with God. We teach God facts, we read God stories, but we never actually let our kids experience God for themselves and experience the power and the difference that grace can make in our homes. So it's not just about faith facts, it's about family formation. It's about faith formation, which means that we need to help our kids experience how grace is making an actual difference in their family lives. And again, that's not to beat it to death, but that's why we created this Catholic HOM app. Because we really need support. Families need support and resources and ongoing pastoral guidance on how to create the kind of households that really reflect the Catholic difference and the graceful difference, and allow Christ to be at the center of everything we do all day long at home, not just when we go to church or say our prayers. Rosemary, thank you so much for that point. It's really incredibly important, and I thank you for your work as a parish school of religion teacher. You know, I just want to continue to affirm you in your efforts to let families know, not just that they have to teach faith facts, but that God has so much in store for them in terms of how much He wants to teach them how to love each other. And, you know, if you want to, if you see any families who are receptive, really let them know about the Catholic HOM app, because I think it'll walk families through how to do exactly what you're talking about.
You know, I want to say, Rosemary, that our premium members do get access to all of our videos, all of our downloadables, all of that. And you can have that if you become a member of the app and share that with these families. Find ways to invite them into relationship with each other through some of the, you know, things that are on those downloadables that you can then make part of your classes. So it could be a tremendous resource for you to be able to reach out to the families as well, because that's what we created it for. We're seeing that nobody has taught several generations of Catholic parents now how to have a personal relationship with God and to help their children have a personal relationship with God that leads back to the sacraments and the church. And so we're there to help everyone try to do this now.
With that, let's go ahead and take a call from John, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Maryland. John, welcome to More to Life. John, are you there? Line 6? No. All right, well, I'll tell you what. We're going to take a break.
Yes,
and we'll see.
I'm here.
Oh, there he is. Hey.
Great, John.
John, welcome. What can we do for you?
Sure. Sorry.
No.
I didn't know I was on. I'm calling to, I think my comment, it's more of a comment, a thank you to you all than a question at this point.
Okay.
But I think it might be a good follow on from the last one. We've been doing the family rituals, pray together, work together, talk together, and, play together.
Work, play, talk, pray. Right. Yeah, that we talk about in home. Yeah.
Right. So let me just. I just wanted to share how that's sort of working for us. I mean, we have a fairly simple family. We just have one daughter. She's 9 years old. She goes to Catholic school, and my wife. But the way that we've sort of developed it is every night we try to, we have dinner together as long as neither parent is working at night, and then we just have like a 5-minute pickup time. And then we do family prayer, and then we do, the play together. We watch something on TV and have a little dessert together. We started doing a lot of these things, but you all sort of framework helped us realize like this is really important. And
let me ask you the follow-up question to that, John, because what you're describing sounds lovely. It sounds like a really lovely, you know, family thing to do. How do you feel like that's impacting your ability to pass on your faith to your daughter?
It was a struggle before to set a specific prayer time and to get her to want to pray with us. But the fact that it's sort of organized so that the play part, the fun part, is at the end, and it's expected that we're gonna do the work and the prayer, means that we have a daily sort of time where we're talking, where we're learning something about God, or hopefully praying. I mean, we're still struggling with trying to. Well, half the time, the prayer time, we sing, we read, and then we sing again.
That's pretty terrific.
Hey, you know, St. Augustine said that singing is prayer twice, right?
Well, and so. Also, you know, it's something that when your child looks back at that, when all of you look back at that, even the adults, right, you're going to think that was a time of joy. When my family got together and talked to God, I felt connected to my mom and dad and God in a joyful way. Or during the tough times, it lifted me out of my fear or my depression or whatever that was. You're doing this in a way that is so organically beautiful for your particular family.
Well, and what you've done, okay, by using this framework of work, play, talk, and pray together, you know, in addition to strengthening your family, what you've done is created space every day where you can encounter and talk about Christ. It's not just you're saying prayers, right? It's not just that you're doing religious habits. It's that you've created space to actually have an encounter of Christ and share a little bit about, you know, how he's blessing your family, and how, you know, that grace that you're being given in that prayer time is helping you to be more joyful, helping you to work together in your, you know, 10-minute tidy time, helping you be intentional about coming together. And that's what we're talking about, right? All those things are showing your daughter how your faith is making you a stronger family. That's what kids' faith is all about. If they can see your faith making a qualitative difference in the strength, in the love, in the warmth of your home, and the resilience of your home, That's what increases the likelihood that they'll own their faith as adults. So, John, I want to thank you for being a member of the Catholic Home app community. And I want to thank you for being a faithful, godly dad. I hope you're tuning into the Beatitudes podcast that we have on Home. And I want to thank you for your witness and for being willing to share the difference that the framework on Catholic Home is making in your family life. And I want to let you know that we're going to add you to our More to Life prayer list, and that God would continue to bless your family and lead you into deeper relationship with Him and each other through His grace.
Well, I also want to thank you, John, for just sharing exactly how you do it, because I think a lot of people went, that's all. Like, wait a minute, that's all?
That's
like, they pick
hard.
Up the living room and then they have... I could do that, because when we talk about, you know, the Catholic HOM app, or we talk about, you know, having to live the faith, or nobody was raised in a way that gives us connectedness to each other and God as another member of the family, right? Nobody was raised that way anymore. Very few. You're very lucky if you were. So when they hear you can do this, it comes off as, oh, I'm going to have to revamp everything. Oh, this is going to be hard. Who has time for that? But as John is saying, it's a very normative way to live your life. It's just intentional. You remember to fit those in. You remember to connect around it. You make it a part of the flow of your life so your children grow up knowing that it's easy to connect with you and with God, and that it's a safe and loving and joyful thing to do.
You know, and if this all comes naturally to you, great. You know, do it. You know,
praise God.
God bless you.
Go for it.
But if you need support, that's what the Catholic Home app is for. So check it out at CatholicHOM.com. or the Catholic HOM app at your Apple or Google Play Store. And you can hang out with John.
And many other wonderful families.
But we're taking your calls right now today on More to Life about raising faithful Catholic kids, 877-573-7825. And before we go to, as we go to our break, it's time for our scripture of the day. And I have to say, I hesitated at first to share this scripture, but it's so important that we don't hear it ever, if at all. It's from Sirach, which is only in the Catholic Bible. So it's a special message to Catholics in particular. Sirach chapter 16, verses 1 through 3.
Do not yearn for worthless children, or rejoice in wicked offspring. Even if they be many, do not rejoice in them if they do not fear the Lord. For one can be better than 1,000. It is better to die childless than raise impious children.
Wow.
God, okay, so that's a sword in the heart, isn't it?
That is a tough verse.
Have mercy
and
on
I would
us
never
all,
have
Lord.
The courage to write that myself, but those are God's words, not mine. And I wanted to share that, though, not to make anybody feel bad or to feel condemned or criticized. You know, we all do our best. We all try hard. And, you know, if you have a child who's fallen away, you deserve support and love and encouragement. And that is what we are here for. But the reason I wanted to share this verse is because, you know, we get the message, you know, that if we just have kids, and we just let the outcome up to God, and hopefully it'll all work out. And that's not what the scripture says, you know. It reminds us that the most important thing is to put all of our energy into doing what it takes to raise them to be faithful, to love and worship the Lord. And as we've been sharing throughout the program, the research that's available now shows us how to do it. Again, no silver bullets, no guarantees, but we can do better than the 15% that we're seeing right now of Catholic kids who are raised in Catholic homes who are being faithful Catholic adults. 15%. What about the other 85? We can change that by following the research that talks about how to build families that give our kids the experience that where they can see grace making a difference in the love and the warmth and the resilience that they encounter at home. Let's talk about what it takes to make that happen for you at 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. When More to Life continues, we'll be talking with you about raising godly, faithful Catholic kids. Stick around.
This program is brought to you in part by Charity Mobile, a proud partner of Ave Maria Radio for almost 20 years. Charity Mobile is the pro-life cell phone company, and it's sent millions of dollars to thousands of pro-life charities. 5G coverage is available nationwide, and 5% of your monthly plan price goes to your favorite pro-life charity. Live chat and a video introduction are available at CharityMobile.com. Charity Mobile. Everyday living. Effortless giving. CharityMobile.com.
Catholic Connection with Teresa Tomeo.
It's extremely, I think, hypocritical. It's awful. It's so frustrating to hear these big companies saying they are so proud to pay for abortions for the employees, even pay for transportation, pay for the abortions, up to $10,000 some companies are willing to spend to send their employees to get an abortion in states that would still allow it, such as New York and California, and of course right now with all the shenanigans going on in Michigan. But what about health care? What about what about maternity care for moms? What about backing moms in other ways in the workforce as opposed to pitting them against their children? I mean, think about how sexist that is and how undignified that is to say to a woman, you can go get your abortion and then you can come back to work in a day or two. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Catholic Connections, Teresa Tomeo. Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio.
Would you get on a plane that doesn't have a pilot? Investing in passive index mutual funds may present the same issue. The Ave Maria Mutual Funds are actively managed by seasoned investment professionals to help you meet your investment goals in a morally responsible way. Ave Maria funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors could invest in the no-load Ave Maria Mutual Fund. You can learn more about the Ave Maria Mutual Funds at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
Want more tips for living a more joyful, abundant life through the gift of the theology of the body?
Well, and follow us on Facebook at More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa, and on Twitter and Instagram at Catholic Counselors. We'll see you there.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and we're talking with you today about raising faithful kids. You know, a new study is showing that only about 15% of kids raised in Catholic homes are becoming faithful Catholic adults. What does it take to raise faithful Catholic kids? Let's take your calls now.
Let's talk now with Tammy, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Missouri.
Hi, Tammy. Welcome to More to Life. What's going on?
Hi. I'm a convert to Catholicism. I've been Catholic for about 5 years now, and I have grown children and 18 grandchildren, and none of them are Catholic yet.
Mm-hmm. Are they Christian at all? Do they practice some sort of faith tradition?
Some of them practice some.
Okay.
And I mean, my journey to becoming Catholic, you know, involved other, you know, Protestant denominations.
Sure.
But nothing was ever right, and I finally found the answer, and I just want them to find the answer because we have everything.
Yeah. So you're asking kind of how can you be a witness to your adult kids?
Yes.
Okay. Great. Well, look, so we've only got about 2.5 minutes or so. So I'm gonna start with a resource to kind of follow up because there's only going to be so much we can share in the call. We do talk actually a lot about this in our book, Having Meaningful, Sometimes Difficult Conversations with Adult Sons and Daughters, because it really, you know, so the theme of the book, all right, the biggest point to take from the book, there are a lot of good specific tips in there. But the most important thing is, we need to make sure that our relationship with anybody, but especially our adult kids, is deep enough to contain the conversations we want to have, right? So, because a lot of times what we'll do is we'll want to have deep conversations with our adult kids about anything, especially faith, right? But we don't have, the conversation's not deep enough to have that conversation. The relationship's not deep enough. So what ends up happening, you know, we go from, so how are you? I'm fine. How are the kids? Fine. You know, to let's talk about Jesus Christ and, mm-hmm. and your eternal salvation. Right? I mean, you know, it's a huge gap.
Or even in your situation, because you've got, you know, this separation now and some of your kids are actively involved in other denominations, it can, because it might not be deep enough, you can suddenly start getting to proof texting each other. It's almost like a shield. Like, yeah. Don't get close to my soul and my heart, Mom, because I'm just going to hold this up instead.
So in the time we've got, the three things that I want to share with you that that will get you started, and then you can follow up with the book if you'd like more support. Number one, you know, deepen your relationship as best you can with the kids. Text them, talk to them, visit them, be around them as much as you possibly can. Not just about faith stuff, right? But just like whatever they need you there for, be there for as much as you possibly can. The deeper your relationship is, the more time you get in, the better the Holy Spirit can use you as an instrument of grace. And the better your relationships will be, right? Number two, pray with them. right? You know, when don't ask their permission. Don't make a big deal out of it. They share with you, you know, something that's going on in their life, and oh, mom, I'm really struggling with this. I'm having a hard time at work. Empathize with them first. I'm so sorry that you're going through that. That's really rough. Or hey, that's fantastic. I'm so glad you had that news, or whatever it is. Empathize with them first, but then, you know, bring God into it. Lord, just please help my son know what to do about this. I wish I knew how to better support him, but I know that you know the answers. Please bless him. Give him the wisdom that you need. Or Lord Jesus, thank you so much for this blessing that you've brought into my daughter's life. What a gift. Thank you, Lord. Amen. And then you move on with the conversation. You don't make a big thing about it. Just pray. Thirdly, make sure that your faith is helping you be a more loving, stronger, godly, prophetic woman. You know, the more your kids can look at you and see that the faith is making a practical difference in the way you're facing problems and challenges in your life.
And the way you're loving them.
And being more than an overcomer in all things, the more they're going to see that your faith is attractive and they're going to want more of that. Because it's really all about that. It's less about talking and more about living the difference that grace makes in our lives. Those are the three things to get you started. We do talk more about all of this and more in our book, Having Meaningful, Sometimes Difficult Conversations with Adult Sons and Daughters. You can pick it up at CatholicCounselors.com. Folks, thanks so much for tuning in today. We'd love to give you more support in raising faithful Catholic kids. If you'd like to learn more about what you can do, check out the Catholic HOM app. That stands for Households on Mission. You can learn more at CatholicHOM.com or download the free version at your Apple or Google Play Store. God bless you, and have a terrific, blessed day.
You've been listening to More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa Popcheck. More to Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Our producer is Dan McGraw. For copies of this program or for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.